We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in now, LSU head baseball coach Paul Mainieri. Coach, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Good. Got the win last night over South Alabama. I want to ask you, is Cade Beloso starting to come around at the plate?
Well, I sure hope so. He had a couple good swings last night. He hit a double, an RBI double down the right field line. Showed a really quick bat, and the ball jumped off his bat. He's had some good batting practice sessions, and I think there's some signs that he's going to come around. We really need him, that's for sure. He's had a tough go of it this year, and I hope for our team's sake and for Cade's sake that he's turned the corner, and this would be a good time for him to get hot, that's for sure.
How is your spirits along with your team? A rough start in SEC play. I'm sure you guys are tired of talking about it.
Yeah, well, it's a fickle business. You know, I can't lie, Christian. You know, we're hurting. It's a big difference between losing by one run and winning by one run. You know, it's amazing. Three tough ball games this past weekend. We lost all three games by a total of four runs. And, each game could have gone the other way, but you make your own breaks, and, the breaks went against us, and we ended up on the wrong side of all three games. And because of that, we put ourselves in a difficult position. But this is a very unforgiving league. And you make your breaks, like I said, and, we've dug ourselves a hole, and the only way to get out of it is to fight our way out of it. We got a great opportunity this weekend against a great ball club, and the only way you can get out of it is to think positive and to go out there and fight like crazy, and that's what we're planning on doing.
Now, Coach Mainieri, you could be a casual baseball fan, and I think if you follow baseball, you have enough common sense. That you have to have, critical pitching and then timely hits, obviously. I know one thing, you can't walk people or hit people. I mean, issue 23 walks and the three losses, I know that had to frustrate you. And then even though you out-hit Tennessee 31-20 when you have ducks on the pond, yeah, you want to lead the nation in home runs. That's outstanding. But I know that had to drive you crazy when you're stranding runners. 25 runners on base and stringing together hits has been an issue all season. So what do you tell the team? You just, like, put the ball in play, don't swing for the fences? How do you address that?
Well, it's easier said than done, Bobby. It seems like strikeouts are in epidemic proportion across the country. Friday night after our game was over, I laid in my hotel room and, it was a tough night, and I flipped on my computer and I watched Florida play South Carolina, and I watched the Gators strike out 19 times.
Whoa.
That night. From Major League Baseball on down, at every level, it just seems like everybody's striking out a lot. I don't know, when somebody hit the switch and said, it's okay to strike out, no matter how you make out, it's an out's an out, whether you strike out or ground out, but it just seems like strikeouts have become an acceptable, means for making outs. I'm not one of those people that have, bought into that kind of thinking, but, it just seems like, the arms are so much better. Guys are throwing harder. They got better breaking pitches. It's tougher to hit than it's ever been. And guys strike out a lot more than they ever have. I've just been meeting with my staff. We've been discussing it for the last couple of hours. I've never had a team that has struck out at the rate that we're striking out this year. It's alarming. It really is. But it's not that we're not working at it. I can assure you of that. We work at it every day and try to take the approach to hit to the opposite field and look for certain pitches with two strikes, but it happens, other teams are striking out as well. We strike out 10, 12 times in a game. And I think, man, that's awful. And then you look at the box score, and the other team struck out 13 times. But they ended up beating us, you know, 3-2 or 4-3 or whatever. So we're working on it. You know, the kids are doing the best they can, and it's something we're addressing. And, you know, it's frustrating when you leave the guys out there in scoring position. You know, we're getting some clutch hits, just not enough to make a difference in the outcome of the game.
Now, Coach Maderi, you got the number one team in the nation coming to the box. And then we always talk about pitching. I think great pitching beats top hitting. But then you got a guy like Rocker and Leiter. They may go 1 or 2 in this year's Major League draft. I mean, now, obviously, you take it one game at a time. But to me, the pressure is still on Vanderbilt because they are number one. Can you go back to maybe when you started playing baseball, just go out there and have fun and don't press? Considering that right now no one's expecting LSU to beat Vanderbilt or take the series.
Well, you know, it's easier to say that than do it. You know, Bobby, you know, right. When you're at LSU, there's always pressure, you know, and everybody you may say that nobody expects us to beat them, but I'm sure there's a lot of fans listening to this show right now that expect us to win. But, you know, what I tell our players is, you know, you come to LSU and you expect someday to play in the major leagues. Well, these are the kind of pitchers you're going to face in the major leagues. So if you want to be a major league ball player, then you got to rise up and be able to hit these kind of guys, because these two guys are going to pitch in the major leagues. And listen, Vanderbilt is not just two pitchers. They've got other arms. They got a whole slew of guys that can pitch someday in the major leagues. So, you know, this is not, you know, little boy baseball. This is big boy baseball. You got to be able to go out there and meet the challenge and face these kind of guys. And if you're afraid of these guys, you came to the wrong school. So hopefully our guys are looking forward to this challenge. I believe that they are. And it's not going to be easy. I know that. And, you know, it's hard to hit a baseball no matter who's pitching. But when you're facing guys of this caliber, it makes it obviously a really tough task. But, you know, you step in that batter's box, and if you're a competitor, then you like the challenge. And we've had a lot of competitors that have worn the purple and gold through the years. And I believe we've got a lot of competitors on this team that are going to rise up and meet this challenge this weekend.
Coach, you mentioned expectations, and you've talked about that from the moment you arrived as the coach for the LSU Tigers. Y'all embrace it. How do you handle the criticism after getting off to a 1-5 start, both the players, but also as the head coach, you get it as well because of the expectations when you get off to the start like that?
Well, you really don't have any choice, Christian. You know, you're in this situation because you're in this situation because you've earned this situation. You know, people are going to criticize. That's their privilege, and that's their, you know, that's why you're at LSU, is because there's a lot of people that are interested in the program. And, you know, I mean, I can't do anything about what people say or what they think. You know, we've had a lot of success here, and I'm very proud of the program that we've had. And, you know, I like to think that this is short-term failure, and we're going to bounce back. And, you know, I hope that people hold their opinions for the long term. You know, and
right.
We've had a lot of success, and we're going to keep battling, and we're not going to give up. And we have a lot of pride in the school that we represent and what we've done here. And the season's not over, and we're going to just keep battling. But, you know, I appreciate the frustration that people have, and we're frustrated as well. But we can't do anything about what's in the past. All we can do is get ready for the next game. You know, I'm really proud of the kids that they put the weekend behind them yesterday, and they came out and played a great game against South Alabama, who, by the way, is a really good ball club. And they had just come off a three-game sweep of Northwestern State on the road, and we played a great ball game last night. And all we can do now is look forward to tomorrow night's game against Vanderbilt. And after that, turn our attention to Saturday or Friday's game and then Saturday's game, and keep working our way through the schedule. And hopefully we're going to play well and have success and get ourselves into the postseason and then make our run at it. And if history tells us anything, our teams always get better at LSU as the season goes on, and that's what we're planning on doing this year.
And Coach Maderi, speaking of that, that you have to look at the whole season and with all the experience and the skins on the wall that you have, that you've pointed this out. Now, do you address the team with that, or do you kind of talk to the coaches? Look at the Tigers. They've done it before when their backs to the wall in 2008. Now, I know, but anything over, you know, a decade or a dozen years seems like a long time ago. You were able to win 23 straight, but you started out 6-11-1 in SEC starts, and you made it to the College World Series. Is it something where you share that with the team, or how does that come about? Because it's not your first rodeo as far as maybe handling adversity, but how do you address that to these young kids?
Bobby, I remember a couple years back in 17, everybody had given up on us. We had lost to Tulane on a Tuesday night, and we went to play at Alabama the next weekend, and we swept Alabama and went on a long winning streak then, and went to Omaha and made it to the finals where, you know, unfortunately we came up a little bit short against Florida. Yeah, but listen, it's tough. College athletics is hard. You know, it's not an easy thing. You don't win just because it says LSU on your chest. You got to go out and you got to make it happen. The other teams have really good players, get scholarships, have great coaches, you know, put a lot of resources into their programs as well. And you got to go earn it. People don't just hand it to you because of the name on your chest, you know. And, you know, I explained to the kids that's the way it works. And there's a lot of history of programs that have had bad games, bad weekends, and they turn it around because I want them to fill their heads with positive thoughts and know that there's history that it's been turned around before. And what good does it do to beat kids down and tell them that they're no good or right, that they can't get it done? The only way to have success is to think positive and to overcome adversity. These are the lessons that we learn through athletics, through participating in athletics. These are the things that will carry them through the rest of their lives, is to get knocked down and to get up off the canvas and to fight back and to overcome, you know, great odds and to find success. These are the things that will carry them through as leaders in our community and in our society. Not to give up, not to listen to the naysayers and to think that they're defeated. They have to believe in themselves. And right, and I'm the leader of the program. I have to set the tone for that. What good is it for me to beat them down? I have to show them that I believe in them, and I do. It's not just words. I have to encourage them and make them believe in themselves. And I believe that they'll overcome and that our best days are ahead of us. And that's the way I'm going to talk to them, and that's the way that I believe that it will happen.
Now, Coach Maneri, yourself and your staff, how do you tweak the lineup? You know, I think in the past we've talked about from a defensive standpoint, but as far as the batting order, you look at Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan. How do you tweak that as far as the batting order? Because it seems like Dylan Cruz, where he's at, is that, you know, you're confident that here's a major leaguer eventually that he'll get on base. But is it something where, like whether he's batting third or whatever it might be, that hopefully you have runners in scoring position so you can knock him in and get those RBIs? How do you come about and figure out the batting order?
Well, there's a lot of factors to consider, Bobby. You know, when I put Dylan in the three hole, that he gets pitched a lot different than when he's leading off. You know, they challenge him a lot more when he's leading off, and, you know, he gets pitches that he can hit out of the ballpark. When he's batting third, they nibble on the corners. They throw him a lot of off-speed pitches. He doesn't really get a lot of good pitches to hit. Now, this weekend, you know, especially the first two starting pitchers, they're going to challenge him. I don't doubt that, you know, because they have really good stuff. So I'll hit Cruz third this weekend, you know, because, you know, like I said, he'll get pitches to hit it. It'll be man against man. They're going to come right after him. But like when I batted him third at Tennessee, you know, first at bat of the game, three straight changeups. You know, now he adjusted as the game went on. Later on in the game, he had a changeup for a home run. But sometimes, you know, I hit him leadoff because I think he gets better pitches to hit. and, you know, occasionally he'll hit a home run because they'll challenge him with a fastball, and, you know, he'll get us a quick run with a home run, even though it might be a solo home run. But, you know, sometimes I bat him third, and even though there might be a runner on base, you know, he gets anxious and he starts chasing bad pitches and he gets himself out. So sometimes, you know, I have to take those type of things into consideration. But, you know, Dylan is he's still a young player and he's learning, and he learns how to lay off some bad pitches and, you know, take advantage of the fact that sometimes they'll challenge him. But, you know, again, each day is different. We're learning a lot each day. And, you know, depending on who the pitcher is, depending on what the situation is, we're trying to figure out what the best situation is for the lineup each day.
LSU baseball coach Paul Mainieri. Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tomorrow against Vanderbilt.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.